Blog Talk Radio.
One of the most difficult things to do is find yourself in a storm. And while in that storm, it seems like everyone who you thought you could count on has walked away. And sometimes it seems like even God himself has forgotten about you. But in spite of that, to still be able to lift your hands and say, Lord, I trust you.
Trying to convince you that there's no way you can make it out, and he says you're not going to be able to get out of this situation. But I wish somebody would make the devil out of a lie right now and lift your hands and say, God, I will trust you. I don't know how you're going to do it. I don't know when you're going to show up, but God, I know you're going to do it. God, I know you're going to bring me out. Come on, if that's you, come on, lift your voice and say, I will. Oh, that's right, I'll trust you. Hallelujah. Oh God, I don't know when the pains go in, but I know, God, you wouldn't put more on me than I can bear. So I trust you in spite of what I see, in spite of what I'm going through. I trust you. God, you've never left me. I know you love me. That's why I trust you. Come on, why you take it up? I had my heart broken. I made some mistakes. God, you still kept me. Oh, God, you're faithful. You see what I'm going through. You know my pain. I can remember as a child, back in Liberty, Texas, at 131 Navigation Street, at my grandmother's house, Mamie Sip Baldwin. Mama is what we called her. And I can remember on Sunday mornings, if you were in Mama's house, you had to get up for Sunday morning prayer. And come to think of it, if you in my mama's house, today, on Sunday morning, you got to get up for Sunday morning prayer. And my grandmother knew how to pray. But she had a lot of grandsons. And oftentimes she couldn't think of our names, and sometimes she would just call us all Bubba. And I got some of my first cousins in here and my brothers in here witness to that. But it was something about when Mama got down on her knees to pray for us, she could remember all of our names. And there was nothing like that Sunday morning devotion there. And today we want to remember how Mama used to pray for us. Come on, choir, help me say it. I still hear. I'm a prayer. Christmas.
way I know how. I want to thank you for last night laying down and this morning rising. I want to thank you for a reasonable portion of health and strength. I want to thank you that the bed I laid in was my cool and cold, and the sheets I laid in was my wine and sheet. I want to thank you for that.
My. Good morning, saints. It is a good time to understand it's prayer time. You know, we come together today. So on yesterday, there was a message given. It was teach and preach to God's ears. And God spoke in that sermon, in that lesson. And it was one word kind of hung out to me. You know, I can't speak for everybody. When Jesus was coming in on that coat, that ass coat, they laid palm trees down. Now, this ain't Palm Sunday. You know, they laid it down. I know this ain't easy, but we read it yesterday. And they laid leaves down. And they wanted him to walk and walk on this road. So they laid it down. And they went to hollering, Hosanna. Hosanna. And we went back and looked at that, and we know that the Messiah is soon to come again. But boy, at this time, he came so humble spiritually, so they can receive him. And knowing in the record, we keep reading, we're going to find out the same people who were saying Hosanna was going to be the same one say crucify him, crucify him. So we want to come today with prayer. Could God put it on my heart that they were crying out, because they need a Savior now. They was crying out that they praise Him and lifting Him up. They want a Savior. So we want to come today in prayer. We want to come to prayer for any concerns anyone have. We want to lift it up to the Father. We believe, now this is how we believe now. We believe where there's one or two touching any green of the Lord, He will be in the midst. And I know it's more than myself and Reverend and want to already hit the one button. I know we all in agreement right now. God's gonna have a good time today. Now we're gonna say this here so you can be understanding me right now. We're gonna tell you, you don't have to stay all the way through, because you know we like praising the Lord. We like lifting up the name of the Lord. We like getting in the Word. We're gonna give you a brief little short word before we go in prayer, and we always solicit, asking you can come in, because we're going to make a time that you can give us your prayer request. And then we're going to also do this one thing, too. If you don't want to say a mumbling word, all you got to do is hit that one button, number one on your phone, and we don't have to open you up, and we can just pray for you. We can touch and agree on you, because we believe in intercessory prayer. Isn't it right about it, brother?
Mm-hmm.
We believe
that's right. Yes,
in
sir.
Intercessory prayer. Because I really truly believe it is prayer time. We used to say it all the time. We need to pick, if we don't pick for one day, then we just pray for the nation. Pray for God's will to cover everybody right now by the sound of our voice. But we want us to touch and agree with this. We want to agree that God will come in every circumstance, whoever is on here right now. It don't matter what it is. We believe God is a healer. We believe in God as a deliverer. Let me tell you what, and he is our Savior. He sent his son down here. Help me, Holy Spirit. He came down through 42 generations, come through a lot of lands, and you know what? He took on every one of them generations and put it on his shoulder. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. And we find out when he put it on his shoulder, my brothers and sisters, that he carried a burden that you know what? That you and I don't have to carry no more because we're free. We're free. Oh, yeah. Why you want to be hungry if you've been vindicated? You've been vindicated. You've been released to the sin. You've been released from serving the adversary. You can just do this morning. You can rededicate your life. You can come to know the Lord. Oh, watch this here. You can come after strength, whatever it is. But watch this before we get in the prayer, the open up the prayer, because we normally pray before we get in the scripture because we want God to speak to you in the word. We want to invite you with the word of God. And we want to invite you with his richly love that he has for the church. He has so much love for the church because we're supposed to pray. In times like this, we're supposed to pray. We should, when things look like it's going good, pray. Help me, Holy Spirit. When things are going bad, pray. And I'm going to tell you something. If we keep that in-season, out-of-season prayer, don't you know when times get tough, did you know he'll give you something to sustain through it? Oh, I know right about it. Oh, yes.
Yeah.
You can be the only body in the room, Reverend. Only body in the room and rejoice and happy. And it's looking like everything for the fall in on your circumstances. But they can look at you and say, man, he got what's wrong? Do he know what's going on? Yes, he knows because he put all his faith in God and not the problem. Help me, Holy Spirit. Not the problem. Don't make your problem bigger than God. Because I find out he does the impossible. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Right.
Oh, Heavenly Father, we come to the throne of grace. Lord, we come so humble to you, Lord. We come with our hearts open up today, Lord, asking you, Father God, to speak to our heart, Lord. Search our heart, Lord. Lord, that when we come, Lord, if there's anything in the midst, where they're known and unknown sin, we ask you to remove it in the name of Jesus, Lord. Because, Lord, we come in today lifting up our voice to you, Lord. Some would just want to say thank you. And some might want to have a petition or supplication. But love the way we come, Lord, we come to magnify you today and lift your name up, Lord. Because we believe, we just truly believe in this. Yeah. When praises go up, blessings come down. Be of faith, Lord, as we get in your word. Be of faith. As we get in the deep part of someone's heart, be of faith that they can come out and say, I need thee, Lord. Oh, I might not sound like the reverend. I might not sound like the sister, but, Lord, I need thee. So, Lord, let it be is a kind word to the person. Let them know that you are in the midst. Touch them today. Let them feel you today, Lord. Because, Lord, we want to be a conviction of the Holy Ghost, not by the sound of my voice, not by the sound of the others, but the sound of your Holy Spirit. Move gracefully in their heart, Lord. Some might need to be torn down, Lord, but we know you know how to build them up. So, Lord, have thy own way, Lord. Move in the service today, Lord. Move in the service today, Lord. If we got any hindrance right now or trying to block what we're doing right now, we ask you to remove it, Lord, in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Move it in the name of Jesus. And, Lord, we come in the most humble manner way to just give you honor and praise and thanksgiving.
Yes.
To praise, because we believe that you are an awesome God. We believe that you are a willing God to just take time out and be with little people like us. We don't call ourselves to be renowned, but we call ourselves to love you, Lord. Help me, Holy Spirit. So thank you all this in Jesus' name. We pray. Amen and amen.
Amen.
You know, I'm gonna read a few little scriptures, then we're gonna allow anybody to come on, and then watch this in, and you can pray too. we're gonna come on, but I want to put a little something here. Jesus was praying for his disciples one day. Help me, Holy Spirit. And he prayed the prayer to his Father. We're over in John, chapter 17. John, chapter 17. And we just want to give you a little word in church and what before we get into a prayer, because we want God's blessing on it. Amen. Amen. So we're gonna skip and dab with this here. We're gonna just because of understanding and plus a little time, right? We're gonna skip all the way down to verse 20, if you don't mind. And just read. I'm reading for the. I'm reading out the King James Version. King James Version. And it reads according as I read. It says, "Neither pray I for these alone, but for them also which shall believe on me through their words." Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. "That they all may be one, as thou, Father, art in me, and I in thee, that they also may be one in us, that the world may believe that thou hast sent me." Help me, Holy Spirit. "And the glory which thou givest me, I have given them." Oh, help me. He said, "that they may be one, even as we are one, I in them, and thou in me, that they may be made perfect in one, that the world may know that they have sent me." Look at it again. "That the world may know that thou hast sent me and hast loved them." Oh, I love this part. "Thou hast loved me." Can I do it again, brothers? In them. And look at this. "And thou in me, that they may be made perfect in one." Look at here. "And that the world may know that thou hast sent me," help me, Holy Spirit, "and love them as they have loved me. Father, I will that thou also, whom thou hast given me." You know, I like that when he said, "I will," "that thou also, whom thou hast given." I'm going to give you some information in a minute. He said, "be with me where I am, that they may behold my glory, which thou hast given me. For the lovest," he said, "he loveth me before the foundation of the world. O righteous Father," oh, help me, Holy Spirit, "the world hath not known thee, but I have known thee, and these have, let me say, know that thou hast sent me, and I have declared," oh, help me, Holy Spirit, "unto them thy name, and I will declare," let me say it, "that they love wherewith thou hast loved me, may be in them, and I in them." I love the word. We always say, bless the hearer, the reader, and the doer of his word. God, Jesus was finna go on. He already came to the point in the time that he done what God asked him to do, Reverend. He come, and early in Matthew, we read over there in 5:17, he said he didn't come to change the law. He came to fulfill the law, even what the prophets had said before. Help me, Holy Spirit. So Jesus was telling them now, it is time. Let me be glorified in the works that I have done. And then he said, I want what's in me, I want to put it in them. You understand me? I want you to have the same zeal that I had when I crossed it. Because there's going to be some days, my brothers and sisters, carrying this cross, that it's going to be some ups and some downs. And some down and some down situation that you got to call on the Lord. It might not be like some of the good friend folks, you know. It might be like somebody like me, simple-minded, you know. And you might just look up to the heaven, hit my chest a little bit, Reverend, and say, "Lord, I don't have, I'm not even worthy to look up at you, Lord. But, Lord, have mercy on me." These are the things we're going to have, my brothers and sisters, if we're going to have to believe and also be humble in our belief. In our belief. So God can be glorified in your walk. See, God want to be glorified. And God gave it to his son so he can allow us to carry on the ministry. We call it, on this side of the river, kingdom building. And in kingdom building, you got to tear down you and let God be glorified. You got to tear down you, may his son be lifted up through you. You got to tear down you so the Holy Spirit can speak through you so you can help one another. This is the time that we shouldn't be criticizing each other right now. This is the time that the body of Christ should be lifting each other up. You might fall today, my brothers and sisters, and you might fall tomorrow, but the church should always be open for the people. So what you're saying, we are the temple of the Lord. We are the temple of the Lord. So I'm telling you, when you see your brothers and sisters fall, you're supposed to help them up, not push them down and hold them down.
Yeah.
Now, I'm going to move aside, but I want to tell you, Jesus prayed for his disciples. You know, and I'm going to charge you today that you pray for somebody else today. You know, because I really believe if we pray for one another, God will come in the midst. Do you want a prayer answer this morning? If you want a prayer answer this morning, we're going to make way, and we're going to make way right now that you can, if you don't know, all you got to do is hit the number one button on your phone. It'll tell you you are now in the queue. If you don't want to say nothing when we come to you, y'all just say, no, I just want you to pray. I'm just going to stand here and I just want you, the reason why I raise my hand up, because I want you to pray with me. But if you want prayer, you can tell us what it is, and you don't have to tell us what it is. So you can do it at this time. You can do it at this time. Anyone need prayer?
Amen. Graham, I like that 20th verse, Graham. As we concentrate and get ready to pray, Jesus, let them know. Jesus, pray out for these alone, but them also which shall believe. Do we believe? Do we believe what we're about to ask them, God?
Always need prayer. Got a lot of background noise there.
Yeah, I'm finna go get them. A lot of them hit the one button. I guess I should open one by one, but I'd open them up. You're right, brother. We all need prayer. You know what I'm saying? So if it's not specified what you want, we know Mr. Willie Watson. But if you want prayer.
Amen.
Brother Rand,
amen.
I hear you.
Amen.
Do you got specific that you want prayer for, Brother Willie?
No, sir. I'm just here listening for the word. I want prayer all the time, though. Always.
Okay.
There's one thing you always will. You always want, my brother. Appreciate it. Thank you. Thank you.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I'm gonna put you back on mute, but you up right now, though. Okay. Brother Rand, I know you here.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm here, man. You know, prayer, my brothers and sisters, prayer moves things. And when I hear about gathering of the saints coming together in prayer, oh, that's a powerful thing, my brother. So we have to understand that prayer does move mountains. And on top of that,
amen,
my brother, I'm calling in to get a blessing. I'm 37 years old today. Help me, Holy Spirit.
All right. Happy birthday, old man. Happy birthday, man.
I'm 37 years old this morning. Feeling good this morning.
Yes,
I've been reading the word of God this morning. And it reads like this. It says, the Lord makes firm the step of the one who delights in him.
Though
he may stumble, he will not fall. For the Lord
upholds
him with his hands.
Listen to what it's saying, Reverend.
I'm out the way. I'm waiting on prayer. It says, I was young.
Yes, sir.
The righteous.
Go beg for bread.
Bring the bread. Oh my.
Yeah.
My God.
Yes, sir. Hey, brother, I'm gonna leave you open though. I'm gonna leave you open.
Okay.
I got it. I'm gonna go down this list and Brother Willie said there's always and he's right. There's always time for prayer. Okay, I got a Brother Dare. Do you need to add something to this prayer you wanna this morning, Brother Dare?
I'm driving. Come on, pray for everybody and pray for my job, my mom, her health,
mm-hmm.
my best friend who lost three of his family members, two of his sisters, and one of his brothers within
mm-hmm.
a year. And
the name of Jesus.
Just everybody, 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 yeah. Everything. Yeah, we need prayer.
Yes, sir. Okay. Got you, brother.
Pray for God. Pray for God's plan. Yeah.
God bless you, man. God bless you. Mm-hmm. God bless you. Okay, we got 817-6148. If you know your number, 6148. All you gotta do, you already got the one button. If you want something, we'll pray for you. But now we know you want us to pray. You don't have to say a word though. We good with that. Okay. Okay. 817-5125.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I would like to pray.
You want prayer this morning?
Yes.
Okay, Sister Deborah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Prayer for strength. Okay. Okay.
Great.
You got
my walk with God.
And you're walking God. Okay. We got you. We got you.
Hallelujah.
214-6392. 214-6392. Do you have a prayer request? Or you just want to just hold your hand and we'll pray for you from your heart?
Brother.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Brother.
Yes, sir. I got you.
It's not gone. It's Rob.
I got you, brother. I know
it's
you. Wrong. I got you.
Okay.
Yes, sir. I got you.
This unity and coming together and
yes,
this world straighten itself out and get back on track.
Okay, Doc. Got you, brother. Brother Robert. Got you,
right.
Brother Robert. Got you.
Okay. I might go back on mute.
Got you. All right. 678-2834.
Yeah, good morning.
Good morning, brother. Good morning. Good morning.
Yeah, just
all right.
Pray for me, my family, and just the people of the world in general, you know.
God bless you, brother. Yes. Yes, sir. We can do that. We can do that. God bless you. Okay. A 179672. You got a prayer request?
Hello.
Hello, hello.
Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
I just want to pray in general for our sisters and our brothers that are suffering. So.
Yes, ma'am.
Just praying.
Yes, ma'am.
Ooh-hoo.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. We got you.
Amen.
We got you. Okay, that was all the ones who hold their hands up. Like I said, you know, we're gonna pray. And we heard this is a corporate prayer. We're gonna all, and especially all the ones you still got your hands up. That we call it the number one button. We're gonna touch and agree. And hey, Brother Randy, we're gonna touch and agree.
Yes.
We're gonna touch and agree. You know, this is your birthday. we're going to ask you to pray with us, man. Pray for the, you know, for the ones that made the petition, supplication for the Lord, you know. And and Reverend, you, if you want to pray, you know, you can come behind them. You know, we're going to lift God up. You know what I'm talking about? We're going to lift him up, you know. We're going to lift him up. You know? And if you could, Brother Andy.
Yes, Lord. My God, my God. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you for another day. Another day of your blessing, your favor, your grace, and your mercy, oh God. Lord, we ask right now in the mighty name of Jesus that you move in the mighty way right now. That you show up and show up on behalf of your people this morning, oh God, as we gather together, hand in hand, spirit to spirit.
Yes, Lord.
To gather your name this morning, Lord, to lift your name up. Because you said in your word, Lord, that if your name be lifted up, you would draw all men and women unto thee. Lord, right now, in the mighty name of Jesus, that you move in a mighty way right now, oh God.
Lord,
that you touch each and every man and woman under the sound of my voice right now, Lord, to help them grow and strive towards being more like you. That you move in that light in a marvelous way right now, God. Because we gather together. You said when two or three come together, Father God, you would be in the midst. Lord, we pray, Father God, for the broken spirits right now, oh God. Oh, we pray for the sick and dead right now in the name of Jesus. Oh, we pray for dysfunctional relationships and the marriages, Father God, that's been broken by the enemy right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, we ask that you mend every broken heart, that you move every mountain. Well, Lord, we ask that you loosen every stronghold, that you tear down every wall, Lord, and that you come up against the enemy and move in my way. Lord, I'm praying for the ministry this morning. I'm praying for the men of God that saw fit to bring everyone together this morning, oh God. Lord, I ask that you move in a mighty way in their lives, oh God, that you, your voice, continue to be on their hearts, oh God, that your word of God go off in tongues like the rivers of living water this morning, oh God. I'm praying right now for God's plan, oh God. I'm praying that you take us higher in the name of Jesus. I'm praying that you bless each and every minister, ministry, Lord, each and every man of God that's come forth and speak your word every day on a daily basis. Give me strength this morning, oh God, to keep going and going and going and going. Lord, I'm praying right now in the mighty name of Jesus that you move in the mighty way. Not our will, but let your will be done in us. Touch us.
Yes, Lord.
Help us.
Bring
your Holy Spirit over us. Give us the spirit of you right now in the name of Jesus. Have your way, Holy Spirit. Have your way, have your way, have your way.
Yes.
So we just claim victory right now in the name of Jesus.
Lord.
Victory, Lord, over
yes.
Anything that may come at us.
Hallelujah.
Anything the enemy can send out our way, Lord. We know that you are able and we know that you will. We know your resume, oh God. We know that you make the blind man see before, oh God. We know that you make the lame man walk. We know that you heal the sick. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. We know that you've risen people from the dead, oh God. So we just thank you,
because
we know that you're able. We know that you will. Oh, no job too big, no job too small for you, oh God. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
I want to play a piece of this song, Randy, before we go and Brother Reverend. And we're not going to play it long, because we want to keep on praying.
My God.
Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. You're a way maker. And we appreciate you.
Oh, yeah.
Way maker.
Oh, yeah.
Miracle worker. Promise keeper.
Light in the darkness, God. My God, that is who you are. Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are. Can we say that together? Cry, Waymaker, say. Miracle. Let's declare it together. Waymaker. Yeah. Oh my.
Thank you.
You are here, turning lives around.
Oh,
I worship you.
Yeah.
I worship you.
Yeah.
You are here, mending every heart.
Yeah.
I worship you. Everybody cry. Waymaker.
Waymaker.
You know, we're gonna keep on pushing, right? But I want to add this scripture, if y'all don't mind, before we pray again.
Mm-hmm.
I want to add this in here, just in case. The adversary has something in your mind when you're hearing the prayer.
Mm.
I want to tell you right here and over here, 1 Corinthians chapter 10 and 12. Look how it reads.
All right.
He said, wherefore, let him that think he stand to take heed, lest he fall. Look what he said. There has no temptation taken you for such as coming to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that you are able, but will, look at this, with the temptation also make way to escape, that you may be able to bear it. I want to tell you today, if you got a temptation, you got something holding you down. You know, I haven't said I'm trying to stop something, but let me tell you something. God already vindicates you. He already through it. He tried it, and he made it through his son. So you got hope.
Mm-hmm.
We just heard the songwriter that said, miracle way maker. He is a way out of no way. So if you got something in your heart, before our brother pray, Reverend pray, we want you to put it at the altar of the Lord. These prayers, what we're doing, we want to leave it at the altar of the Lord. We don't want you to pick it back up. We want you to leave it at the altar of the Lord. And he can manifest himself if you leave it at the altar.
Mm-hmm.
Don't worry about it. Just start rejoicing. Hey, start rejoicing that God is an awesome God. God is a healer. God is a may-waking God. So, Reverend, can you pray for us, Reverend?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Hallelujah. Our Father. Oh, our Creator, our Maker. Oh, to the Ancient of Days. Oh, Father, we come with humble hearts, open unto you. Father God, we come unto you because we know that you're able. Oh, we know your record. We know what you have done. Oh, Father God, and we're with expectations upon the heart which was right now. We realize, Father, we lay down last night hoping and expecting to see this day, but you made a reality. You allowed your angel to touch us with the finger of love, and we looked upon a day that we never seen before. We count that as a miracle,
yes,
and as a blessing. Never taking you for granted, but
yes,
we lift hands to you and say, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Jesus.
Help us. We ask you to help us, Father, with our walk.
Yes,
help
Lord.
Us to please you, Father God. So many are turning aside, Father, but we turn to you. Hallelujah.
Yes,
because we've seen what you have done. We read that you open up blinded eyes. We read someone cried out, bless those that are suffering. Father, what we say, blessed be the kingdom of our Father David. Oh, thank you, Jesus. We ask you, cry unto your whole honor. Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. So come, Lord Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Bless us, Father, as we request, as we open our hearts, as we make room in our hearts for you. Bless us, Lord.
Yeah, Jesus.
You know every special need. You know every special request. You know what have not even been asked. For you know the heart of every man, every woman. So, Father, we ask you to cover it. Oh, with your special touch, Father God, you know how to shape us, make us, and mold us just what you would have us to be. So we come, Father God, with pleading. We ask you, Father God, have mine own way. Give strength to those that are asking for strength. Give healing to those. Some are healed. Some need healing in the body. Some body is bent, Father God, but you are the one that can raise every bent body. You are the one that can clear the airways, that they can breathe better, Father God. You know what even the doctors don't know. You are the author. You are the creator.
Jesus.
Hallelujah, Father. So we come to you, Father God, asking you help these bodies of ours, Father God. And if by reason some have sinned and called tests upon them, we ask you bind and loose it in the name of Jesus. Let them know that they are forgiven. Hallelujah. They are forgiven. They are set free because you have made a way. Hallelujah. Promise keeper, light in the darkness. We realize that's who you are, Father. So since we realize they have thine own way, some are broken even in spirit, Father God. Oh, the spirit is broken, Father. They feel like they don't have a right to ask anything. But, Father, will you
help
them? Let them know that you love them, Father God. And, your love can cover. Your love can keep.
Yes.
Your love can make them whole again if they feel like they've sinned and come short of your glory. Hallelujah. This is a good time that they say, Lord, forgive me for all my sins, known and unknown, in the name of Jesus. Oh, we cry unto you, Father, for we know that you're able. Hallelujah. Bless whom you will. Set for whom you will. Touch every troubled mind in the name of Jesus. Loosen mind and spirit in the name of Jesus. Let it go back to the pit. Oh, Father God, but lift them. Lift them, hallelujah. We know that you desire, you desire, Father God, for us to be holy. Bless us. We can only be holy when you touch us, Father God. When you touch our heart with love like it's supposed to love, Father God. When you touch us, our heart will forgive like it was supposed to forgive. When you touch us, oh, Father God, we'll have that old-time religion where love flows from heart to heart, breast to breast, every concern in the name of Jesus. We lift it up to you. Oh, when we bear, bless the strong that continue to bear the infirmities of the weak in Jesus' name. Oh, Father, we want to be strong in you. Oh, Father God, your joy, hallelujah. Our joy is your strength. Hallelujah. Oh, we thank you. We thank you for your Holy Spirit. Thank you for the manifestation. Oh, we expect, Father God, that you're going to lift and, you're going to bless wounded and broken hearts. Oh, you're going to heal somebody this day. You're going to help somebody with salvation this day. We're so excited, and we said thank you, and we love you.
Yes.
Our hearts cry out because we love you, and we thank you. Thank you for what you're doing right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, you know, Father. Hallelujah, you know. And we ask
that you will, that thy will be done. In Jesus' name, that thy will be done. Not our will, but thy will. In Jesus' name, we do pray, Father. Oh, we love you. We love you and we thank you. Thank you for this opportunity that you've given to us to come and pray. Oh, it's such a blessing, Father. So we say thank you in Jesus' name. Another expression of love that you showed to us. So we say thank you in Jesus' name. We do pray.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank you for your Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. We love you. We love you. We love you in Jesus' name.
Yes.
Amen.
I want to play a salt. I ain't gonna hold you long with this song. I just want to play a little bit, just a little bit.
I've been through enough to know that when it's all over, I'll still be standing. I don't care what you're going through today. That's all you need to ask God to do for you. I don't care what the doctor says. All you need is just one. You just need God to touch you. I know I'm not much. Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
Sometimes I feel so unworthy. I'll never be very much.
I'll never be very much.
Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah, God.
Until the hand of Jesus comes and out and touch me. You see, I looked at my hands.
Oh, yeah.
I want you to know my hands look new.
Yes, it did.
I looked down at my feet.
Looked at my feet.
And they did too.
They did too.
Here's what I got. I've been praying. I kept on praying. Oh, yes, I did. Just know I kept on praying. Yeah, Lord.
My. If you ever need a touch, it is like that. I want to do something. I got a text, and I want to do something before we go a little farther and make sure we get everybody opportunity. 706-3173. You got a prayer request?
Good morning. How are you this morning?
Good morning.
I come before you this morning. My name is Minister Yolanda Thomas, and I am the daughter of Sister Martha. And I just praise God this morning to be able to get on the line. And I just thank him, and I want to first and foremost give him glory for who he is in my life. My mother asked me to get on the line this morning to pray for the two ministers, Reverend Henry and Reverend Brian.
God bless you.
Praise the Lord.
God bless you. Originally, when I got on the line, I got on this morning, and nobody was on the line. And I texted her, and I said, nobody's on the line. And she said, just hold on, they'll come on. And so when y'all came on, I was like, okay, praise God. And when you ask for the request or for somebody to raise their hands, I went in and I raised my hand, and you guys did not see me. And I say all of this to say, because God had given me an assignment. God spoke to my spirit and asked me, just as well as my mom, he used her as a vehicle to come and pray for your ministry.
Yeah,
and the enemy will attack at all times. I want you to know that.
My God.
And so the enemy began to play with my mind and say, you know what, maybe you didn't hear God, or maybe God was not the one that told you to pray for this ministry. That was the first time. And I said, I'm going to go ahead on and hang up. And God said, no. And he said, hold still, my child. And so I held, and you guys finally came on. And I just want you to know, and I want to encourage you, because the Lord spoke to me. And sometimes an assignment will be given to you, Holy Spirit. And the enemy will attack that assignment.
God bless you.
And it's not sometimes, it's every time he will attack that assignment. But God said, stand still, stand firm, and be encouraged because he called you to this ministry. He began to speak to me and tell me why he called you to the ministry. He called you to the ministry so that you may touch the four corners of this world, the north, the south, and the west, for you to bring forth his word to the people. I heard you say things like, I'm just a common man. Well, God wants you to bring the word to the common man. So what would he use for the common man to bring the word to his people? So I'm going to be obedient in what God called me to do this morning, and that he's been speaking to me all morning to say. And also, let me just add, the enemy still began to attack me because he said, you're just a girl. And a lot of times in ministry, people don't respect females in ministry as if God can't speak to a woman like he can speak to a man. And the enemy said, hang up the phone because you're a girl and they're not going to receive your word. And they're not going to receive what you said. But I'm going to be obedient in what my God, your God, and our God said. And he said, pray for you this morning. Because a lot of times as your sheep, we will forget about the shepherd and forget that you guys need prayer, too, to continue on and to know that God is speaking to you. So I'm going to pray for you this morning. Hallelujah, Jesus. Lord God, we stand before your throne as humble servants, Lord God, and we thank you for being God in our lives. Lord God, I thank you for these two vessels that you have chosen, Lord God. And I ask right now that you put a hedge of protection around them, Lord God, and that you begin to lift them up high, Lord God, so that they may not be touched by any plotted plans of the enemy, Lord God. Lord God, I ask that you begin to make every crooked path straight, Lord God. Lord God, I ask that you begin to touch them from the top of their heads to the soles of their feet, Lord God. Lord God, I ask that you begin to enlarge their territories, Lord God. Lord God, I ask that you enable them to touch people from the north, south, east, and west. Their words be heard far and near, Lord God. Lord God, I ask that you continually keep their ears to your word, Lord God. Lord God, I ask that you speak to them continually and that you pour into them the mighty word, Lord God. Lord God, let them be a light that shines before men, Lord God, that it cannot be dim, Lord God. Lord God, I ask that you protect their families, Lord God. Lord God, I ask that you put a hedge of protection around everything that touches them, Lord God. Lord God, I ask that you keep them covered from the plots and plans of the enemy, Lord God. Lord God, I ask that you begin to pour in them a wealth so large, Lord God, that they won't have room to receive it, Lord God. Not for their own good, Lord God, but for the ministry and for you, Lord God. Lord God, I ask that they touch the untouchable, Lord God. Lord God, I ask that their word be so loud and resound, Lord God, that it's heard far and near, Lord God. Lord God, I thank you this morning for allowing me to be a vessel, Lord God, to work in their ministry and to bless them, Lord God, with your word, Lord God. Lord God, I ask that you continue to be that
one who sits high and looks low, Lord God. Lord God, we live in a world right now, Lord God, that it seems confused and lost, Lord God. But,
yes,
Lord God, you are the way maker and the keeper of one and all, Lord God. So I ask that you begin to make ways, Lord God, that no man can understand, Lord God. Lord, I ask that you begin to open doors that no man can close, Lord God. Lord God, I ask that you move mightily. Lord God, we know that you are a God that works in order and not confusion, Lord God. Lord God, I ask that you move mightily through their ministry, Lord God, in any confusion, in anything that has come to destroy and to take them off of the path, Lord God. I ask that you remove it right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord God, I just thank you and glorify you for always bringing me before men of your kind, Lord God. Lord God, I thank you for being in the presence of those that are anointed and that have a word to spread, Lord God. Lord God, I just thank you for these vessels. Lord God, I thank you for every person that's within the sound of my voice, Lord God. Lord God, you brought us together for such a time as this, Lord God. Lord God, you brought us so that we may hear and have better understanding this morning, Lord God. Lord God, I thank you for waking us and giving us another opportunity to go forth with your word, Lord God. Lord God, I thank you for giving us life, health, and strength, Lord God. Lord God, I thank you for my mother that you used as a confirmation to say today is the day that you will use the gift that I have given you, Lord God. Lord God, I thank you, and I pray and lift her up right now. Lord God, I ask that you remove all of the wickedness and everything that the enemy would bring to her doorstep, Lord God. Lord God, I ask that you sweep it away, Lord God, and that you bring her peace, and that you continue to pour into her and allow her to be used by you, Lord God. Lord God, I just thank you and glorify you. There's not enough words in the English dictionary, Lord God, to tell you how great and wonderful you are, Lord God. So I just thank you this morning. I thank you for using me, Lord. I thank you for these vessels, Lord God. I thank you for my mother, Lord God. I thank you for every person under the sound of my voice, Lord God. Lord God, I thank you for using me this morning, Lord God. It's just not enough, Lord. I can't say it enough. I can't pray it enough, Lord God. Lord God, I just glorify you this morning. There's not enough.
Hallelujah.
Enough glory, Lord God, to give before you. I stand humbled, Lord God, for I'm never worthy. Lord God, I'm never worthy to stand, but I thank you, Lord, and I glorify you. And it is in Jesus' name that we pray this morning. Hallelujah. Amen.
Praise God.
I thank you, ministers, for allowing me to be obedient to the word of God. And I glorify you and I lift you in prayer continuously as I ask that you continually lift me up this morning.
God bless you. God bless you. And you know, sis, we young men in the ministry, right? Well, we really believe in prayer. We really believe in when somebody have faith enough to take time out and pray for someone, we can never, ever, like you said, I don't think it's a word in the English language we can say thank you enough. But I know one thing. I know one thing, sis. What you just done, you just spoke some over God's ministry. You know, and God, he's hearing things. You know, we're not tied up, and we don't have a box to put him in. We just let him do his thing. We believe like David, let my cup overflow. You know.
Yeah.
But I want to drop this song. Cause I want to give a little word right there. I don't want you to go nowhere. I'm not gonna play it long though.
Okay.
Yeah.
Who will stand?
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
My victory belongs to Jesus. That's what that prayer was. That victory belongs to Jesus. You know, and many times we love to be ministered to. Man, my brother, we love someone to encourage us. You know, and boy, if you pray for it, we're not turning it down. We want you to keep us ministered on to. We've been doing the thing just a little while, but on this way. And doing this thing, if you don't mind, Monday through Friday. We do this Monday through Friday. And then me and my brother, we do it Monday through Sunday. We stay with the word. But I want to drop this in you because maybe the scripture will help us a little bit if you got a little problem. James said something, and he gave us something to expound on. You know, James gave us something in 5 and 13. This is what he said. He said, is any among you afflicted? Let him pray.
Right.
Is any merry? Let him sing songs.
His home.
Any
yes,
sick
sir.
Among you, let him call
Hallelujah.
For the elder of the church. Let them pray over him. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. See, people get it twisted a little bit, but let me read what the Bible said. He said, anoint him with oil in the name of the Lord. Now, watch this him. See, the him is really is not a gender there. You know, it's woman and male, if I can explain it right. In prayer of faith, just save the sick. Let me do that again, make sure it's time. Let me do this there. Is any sick among you, let him call for the elders of the church. Let them pray over him. Anoint him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith shall save the sick. Help me, Holy Spirit. And the Lord shall raise up him. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. And if he, commit sin, they shall be forgiven him. Oh, I love this book.
That's it.
Yes, sir. He said, confess your fault to one another. Oh, I love this thing. He said, pray for one another that you may be healed. Oh, I love this prayer. He said, the effectual, fervent prayer of the righteous man availeth much. So we come today.
Yeah.
You know, I got a text from my brother. He said he wants to pray for brother and sister Deborah and Fred. You know, this is he's on, but he said he wants to lift them up. We heard about people say they've been going through kind of sick. We got some people in our church. In a family is in the hospital right now. We want to lift them up. And I'm gonna tell you, if you need prayer, if you want to comment, or you need some an intercessory prayer, we right here. If you just wanna, us to pray for you, you don't want to say nothing, you can just hit the one button because we want you to touch and agree with us when we pray.
Yeah.
You know, we don't want to be just reaching for something. We want to be so specific. We want to ask God for help me, Holy Spirit. We want to tell God, this is where we come and I petition to you, even though we know God knows everything. Help me, Holy Spirit. He knows all things. Well, allow me to do this here. Oh, Heavenly Father, we come to the throne of grace again, Lord. Lord, we come with the most humblest matter we know how, Lord. Listen to our brothers and sisters, Sister Deborah, Sister Brother Fred, Sister LaSherre, Brother Anthony. Even ones I might not know on this phone right now need to lift up one of their loved ones in sickness, Lord. You recorded in your word that we should come to the elders of the church and lay hands on the anointed. Lord, we might can't touch them physically, Lord, but if we know you are God of healing. We know you're a God can go and be in every place at the same time. We find out you're omnipotent. You're omnipresent. Lord, we know you are in the midst right now because we feel you in our soul. So, Lord, while you're here, heal, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Whether it might be diabetes, Lord. Whether it might be cancer, Lord. Whether it might be the coronavirus, Lord. Whether it might be heartaches, pain, that Tylenol can't move, Lord. But we find out that you are a doctor, because you're a physician, Lord, that can go and minister to the people, Lord. Whether it be going through the doctor or medication, Lord, whatever, how the way you want to do it, Lord, we ask you to do it in the service, Lord. Bless our loved ones, Lord. Bless our people that we know that they love you too, Lord. So we can stand in and touch and agree with them in the name of Jesus, Lord. We believe in healing, Lord. We truly believe in healing, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
We just don't want to read your word. We believe that you're the same God yesterday and today and forevermore. And Lord, we just ask you a special prayer over our sister. Just pray for us, Lord. We ask you to shower with
your
love,
Jesus.
Lord. Cover her, Lord.
Bless, Lord,
with your peace, Lord. Always be in her grace, Lord. Lord, be with her as she try to do your kingdom building. Lord, only you know what you have in store for her, Lord. So, Lord, we know it, never question your ability. We just want to thank you for your presence, Lord. And we ask all of this in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Praise God for his spirit is on this place.
Hallelujah.
It's him. It's him good. Him good.
He's
good.
The spirit of the Lord.
Yeah, I will say this, Reverend, again, before we play this next song. If you want prayer, or you just want to say thank you for the prayer that we already done, we're going to do this at this time. But we also want to let you know you can hang up. You know, if we've been on here, you know, we understand people have things to do. But we ask you to do something for us. Keep us in prayer if we keep this ministry in God's hand. Because we really believe when you lift up I believe this, Reverend, and I've been taught that if, when you lift up the church, God will be in the midst. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Hallelujah.
He will be in the midst. How many know God is able? How many know God is able? I'm going to play a short verse of this song. And then if you have anything else, if not, we're gonna try to wrap it up. If not, you know.
Where the Spirit of the Lord
is. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
There is freedom.
Thank you, Jehovah.
My God.
Hallelujah.
Where the Spirit of the Lord is.
Hallelujah.
There is freedom.
Hallelujah.
There is freedom.
My, I tell you, this is a blessing day. If you step out on faith, I'm believing in my heart God would move in your situation. Watch this here. You don't even have to have a situation. He'll move.
Hallelujah.
You don't think I'm telling you right? Hey, Reverend, they might not believe me that he will move.
Come on
even
now.
When you don't even ask. Somebody been around the ministry long enough to know that God will answer prayer. Well,
yes, sir.
The record says, and Brother D and I think you put yourself back. Okay, Brother D, but look what it says here in 65:24. In it shall call to pass. Look at it. That before they call, I will answer.
Mm-hmm.
And while they are yet speaking, I will hear. Oh, I love that part.
Hallelujah.
Isaiah 65:24. He said, it shall come to pass that before they call, I will answer. And while they are yet speaking, I will hear. This is the Holy Spirit, y'all. We don't take notes. We just let the Holy Spirit move with it.
Thank
you. And we ask God to move in your heart. We just let everyone to come on to let God use them. And Brother D, you open if you want to, you know, bring something.
You always want to give the Lord first. Get on the God. He's the head of my life.
You know, brother. You know.
Attention.
Yes, sir.
I might be on mute. I'm gonna just talk again. Am I on mute to hear me?
No, you talk. You good? You open?
You truly want to give the Lord your undivided attention at the time. I wasn't able to do it, so I was just listening. I listened to a sister. She was praying for my brothers. Listen to my brother. And you know, we find that this world is in such bad condition now. Until we really don't have family pray for individuals for ourselves, individuals. You got to almost pray for this world every day of your life. I was talking to my son this morning. He was telling about killing. I looked at the news this morning, and again, I saw where the building just collapsed in Miami. And I told you guys about my ex-barber, how they come in. It's just killing all over the world. So it's just, this world is just in a bad way. It's in a bad way.
Yeah.
I believe the Bible said that before the end of time, that you'll find mother-in-law against mother, father against son, brother against brother. That's what I believe the word is just being fulfilled. And we find ourselves constantly saying it's in a bad way. But I believe the word is just good for your field. And I find myself being so glad that I know the Lord for myself. Even in my sin, I find myself, I'm glad that I know I'm not a person. But I find myself striving every day to be more like the Lord. And if we do that, we'll find ourselves getting closer and closer to the Lord. I heard my brother a few moments ago, he was saying how the Lord is here. You know, the Bible says that he's a spirit, and we must worship him in spirit and in truth. And I find it, not only is he a spirit, he is healed through the spirit. He makes peace through the spirit. He brings joy through the spirit. God is just... oh, he's just God. And I'm sure it's pretty good this morning. I'm just enjoying myself as I just ride along listening to the prayers and the songs that my brother sang. I heard the song right when he said, just one touch. You know, you go through this coronavirus where you got to take a shot, and then they want you to come back later and take a booster shot. But I find that God only has to shoot you one time. You don't need a boost with God. You don't need a comeback, a pusher. All you need is God. I'm
Yes, Lord.
I know it for myself. Brother Eric.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
I'm so glad that the Lord saw my sister. I had a brother all with me.
Yeah.
He said, brother, he said, put me in. Let me listen for a while before I go and do my reading.
Yeah.
He got off, but he didn't get off to go get in the world. He got off to go do his normal reading. He sets aside every morning to read at a certain time the Word of God.
It's just
good to know it. Ain't it good? Don't it make you feel good to know God? It's just good just to know God. You know, even in your trials and tribulations, and I've said this before and I'll say it again, I find that God is so good to man, and God wants you to be so close to him. Don't you know God will allow troubles to come up on you just to strengthen you?
Yes, he will. Yes, he will.
I know it for myself. God will allow trials and tribulations to come in your life just to give you strength. See,
because
y'all don't believe it. I believe there was a young man that told his wife, he said, you sound foolish. You don't sound like my wife.
Yeah.
I believe the young man lost everything he had.
Yes, he did.
Through his faith, his double portion. See, God allowed trials and tribulations to come in your life just to strengthen you.
To build them.
Sisters and brothers, to do it for you. This coronavirus,
yes,
a lot of them worried about it.
Yeah.
I find myself not worried about it. I can't worry about something when I profess to know a man. I can't worry about things when I profess to know a man. That sits
high.
Yes, he does.
Yes,
I know a man that heals to the utmost. I know a man that saves to the utmost. And when you profess that, you live your life in that manner, how can you worry? Someone said, if I'm a worry, don't pray. He said, if you're going to pray, don't worry. I choose to pray. Remember? I choose to pray. And not I choose
Help
to
Lord.
Pray.
Yeah.
I just thank the Lord. I choose to just thank the Lord. I'm so glad to be
a mom
living and not to be.
Yes.
And this living is not this is not the dead that's in the ground. I'm not talking about that. I'm glad to be among the living and not the dead.
Yes, Lord.
In the name of Jesus.
Lord.
I just thank you, brother. I thank him for God's plan. I thank God that he give us the strength to keep on keeping on in the name of the Lord. I pray that you
thank
all
you
pray my strength in the Lord, that I will continue to go stronger.
Thank you, brother.
And stronger every day of my life.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Thank you.
Amen. Amen.
He's a keeper.
Praise the Lord.
Come on, Brother Nutty.
Yes, sir.
Yes, he is. Yes.
That's a good one there.
Yes, sir.
Come on, Brother Nutty. Can you hear me, Brother Nutty? Okay.
I got some.
What you got, Brett?
Sister Martha, Sister Amy Martha. How about that? Praise the Lord. She blessed us with, and just piggyback on what Brother D was talking about. It says a firm place to stand. Psalms 41 through 5. David said, I waited patiently for the Lord, and he inclined unto me and heard my cry. This is confidence for deliverance. He brought me up also out of a horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and set my feet upon a rock and established my ground.
You have
put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto our God. Many shall see it and fear and shall trust in the Lord. Blessed is the man that makes the Lord his trust and respect not the proud, nor such as turned aside to lie. Many, O Lord, my God, are the wonderful works
thou hast done, and our thoughts which are to us word, they cannot be reckoned upon in order unto thee. If I would declare and speak of them, they are more than I can number. That's Psalms 40, chapter the 1st through the 5th verse. Hallelujah. And that thought she gave was a firm place to stand. And she gave us worth it all. Hallelujah.
Good word,
on a firm place to stand. When the world around is crumbling, Christ is a solid rock on which we stand. Thank you. Thank you. Amen. And then it was worth it all.
Solid.
Thank you, worth it all. First Corinthians she gave us. Chapter the 33 to 38. What you sow is not made alive unless it dies. Hallelujah. And she gave us now it is time to invest in eternity. Thank you.
God bless. Now
is the time to invest in eternity. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Beautiful. Beautiful sister. Beautiful Amy. We thank God for you. Hallelujah.
Good morning. I can talk now. How y'all doing?
Thank you, Angel.
Praise the Lord.
Hey, Brother Nutter.
All right. How y'all doing? I've been traveling.
All right.
But I got two things I just want to just say a silent to everybody that's sick, going through some things, need healing. Keep their healing hands around and keep them covered.
I got a few
people. I just ain't going to name names. Just pray for that. Pray for the sick and shit in. Pray for the families that's affected in this all over the world. You know, things just happening. Just pray for them. There's so much going on around my area.
Yeah.
I just think the whole nation as a world just need to be prayed for. But I got a word today. I tried to read it while ago, but I was on a two-lane word. I want to bring it this morning because I think this is what's going on this morning. You know how this phone thing do him. So just good morning to everybody. John 15, verse 16. Ye have not chosen me, but I have chosen you and ordained you that you should go and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit shall remain, that whatsoever shall ask of us in my name, he may give it to you. We've been asking prayer. We're bringing with my cousin come on here, and she prayed for the ministry, you know, and Randy and everybody that prayed today. You know, we asked him of it. He's going to give us the gift. If we ask in his name, which is the Father God, our Lord and Savior. He said, ask and he will give. And being fruitful is y'all bearing, y'all giving y'all word. Y'all, like she said, he's using y'all, the common man, the common woman. He's using y'all to get his word out. Bearing his fruit.
Yeah.
So that's what I had this morning, and the inspiration word is, in this scripture, Jesus explained to his disciples, including us, that he chose us. Traditionally, in Jewish culture, a person who has chosen his own teaching. In this case, Jesus made it clear that the disciple was chosen by their teachers, which is, instead of, this applies to us today as well. Christians have chosen us. Christ has chosen us. Christ has chosen us.
Yeah.
We didn't choose him first. Not only has he chosen us, he has ordained us to be fruitful, meaning that we are to be productive and successful in spreading his gospel. We were set apart for this purpose by Christ. Christ expects this fruit to remain. and be permanent. Whatever good work we do for the kingdom should be lasting and eternal. When we have good fruit in this way, the consequence are that our prayers will be answered by God. Christ tells us whatever we ask in his name will be done. This is the encouragement promise that both give us validation and show us our purpose in life. Amen. He's telling you, y'all doing his work. He chooses to use individuals. He chose God's plan. He chose Yolanda. He chose Reverend Henry, Randy, Nutty, Aunt Martha. He chose everyone that spoke today. God had this. And that's how I got for the day. I'm at work, and I had a little noise, but I had to come in today. Thank y'all.
God bless you, man.
Have a blessed day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then we're going to do something like thank Brother Nutty, all the ones that spoke. And y'all going to get mad that we're going to transition. Right? We're going to transition. If it be God's will. If it truly be God's will. We'll be on Monday through Friday at the same hour, and we're gonna set aside that, like, we don't know if it's gonna be next Friday, but it might be Wednesday that we do this again. We want to keep praying for the nation, keep praying for the sick and the shut in, keep praying for God's people. We're gonna keep them lifted up. But I got a text, brother. You know, and we're gonna get out of here, right? But I got a text from Brother Charles Hibbler. I'm going to open him up.
Praise the Lord.
Brother. I'm going to open him up, Reb.
Praise the Lord.
I want us to, he has someone want to sing a song. You know.
Praise the Lord.
And I don't know if she's there yet. Is she there, Charles?
Yes, I'm here. Thank
Praise
you,
Charles.
Oh, thank God for the opportunity. And, just want to say thank God for the opportunity to just share.
Can you do one thing? One thing, because I want you to be the last. I want you to come in your own way, you know, and do what you asked to do, you know. But I do want you to do one thing. Let God use you.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
I speak that over you. I want you to minister to us as we transition. We don't pray a benediction, you know. We don't do that. So we want God to always be with us. So as you sang the song and you minister to us, we want there to be peace there in your deliverance. And it's on you, sis.
Amen. Amen. The scripture in Mark 11:24 tells us, therefore I tell you, whatever you ask in prayer, believe that you have received it. And it will be yours.
There you go.
And in that, even after all of us, the prayers have been prayed and the word has gone forth, we are grateful and we're thankful.
Mm.
And what other song could be more appropriate than this one? Thank you, Lord.
Come on now. Come on now.
Lord, thank you, Lord, for hearing our prayer, oh God. Thank you, Lord, for answering our prayer. Oh, we just want to thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
You've been so good.
Yes, you've been
so good.
Yeah.
Lord, you've been so, been so good. And we just want to say,
say, Lord, we just want to thank you. Mm-hmm. We just want to thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Beautiful, beautiful. Mm-hmm. And we're going to say this here, so we're going to transition, because if we had 10,000 songs, we couldn't thank him enough. But since we're here, we just want to say hallelujah to his name.
Hallelujah.
Thank God for everyone that came out. Thank everyone who participated in it and whoever had a thought to do it. We just thank God. We ask you, we welcome you to come. We do this Monday through Friday, but most of what we do is the Word of God. We're in the Book of Mark right now, Book of Mark. We're going through it chapter by chapter. And we always ask, if you can't make it, pray for us. You know, but if you can come out, you come out and listen to us. And I want to say this, sister, thank you for that song. Thank you, brother, for what you're doing. And we ask you to always, always keep us in prayer, always. You know what I'm talking about? If nothing else, I believe is Aunt Martha's daughter, right? That's right. I got it right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You still there?
Yes, I am.
Yes, sir.
I got to tell you this, just in case you don't know. That's my auntie. Hey, just in case, you know, I stole them from the other guy named Nutty. I stole them from him, but I want to tell you this here. We really appreciate you coming out, but that's my auntie, you know. So me and you can't folks, you know. So we can't folks.
All right, we can. I'm gonna keep my hand lifted up. I promise you that.
Yeah, with the blood. We thank you for all the ones who came out. You know, I just mess with her because I love Aunt Martha, man. She be with us all the way through. Man, sometimes we be on the phone 4 or 5 hours. She never leave. You know, tell me, she never leave. I know she praying for us. You know, tell me, because she hear we are here. We trying to lift up the bloodstained banner. I'm talking about literally doing it. And we thank you for your mother. You know, we thank you for our auntie, and we thank everybody who came out again. Yeah, she did. And I got this old Reverend. I know the sister sung that song, but we got to end it with a prayer. You know, we got to end it with a prayer, and we got to just thank God in prayer. Oh, precious Heavenly Father, we come to you in the most humble manner we know how, Lord. Lord, we come in thanksgiving today, Lord. Thank you for the ones who accepted the call and came out. They want to go a little further with you. Maybe they just want to just get closer to you, Lord. And they came out with prayer time, Lord. So, Lord, whatever prayer that went up, whatever supplication, petition that went before you, we ask you to touch the people's heart and let you know that you heard our prayer, Lord. Lord, we just thank you, Lord, for all the ones who did it, whoever made a word, whoever made a statement today. Lord, just bless them, Lord, richly with your love, Lord.
Yeah.
And, Lord, as we leave one another, not from you, Lord, we ask you to keep us in this day, Lord. Hold us in this day, Lord. And we love you, Lord.
Mm-hmm.
And we just ask you all this in the mighty name of Jesus. If it be your will, Lord, we'll see you on next Monday. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen.